J6, number 22B.
Now, what we see is that this subject of scientific obstetrics then appears on page 463 in the textbook in a outline form. You can find it on page 34 in the study aid. And in a written form, you can find it as free literature from the Kapler Institute under Scientific Obstetrics Pamphlet Number 1 by Max Kapler. And Kapler also has cassettes out on this subject under the tape code X11. There's two cassettes, 2 hours. Again, it is not doing scientific obstetrics by listening to the cassettes, reading the pamphlet. Scientific obstetrics is an inner attitude that we have in attending the birth. It's a prayerful attitude. It's a quality of spirit. See, anytime we have birth, it's always a quality of spirit. And when anything is always a quality of spirit, it is therefore that which a subject that has to be pondered and valued and loved. It can't be read about or listened to. And it's this subject, really, when Kapler came to the United States on a regular basis, beginning in 1967, when he came to various parts, and I attended the class in Seattle, that he first brought with him this concept of scientific obstetrics. And at that first class that I had with him, though I had met him before, this was the formal class, the first class I attended, this subject he brought out on scientific obstetrics, it was very wise because he knew that this idea of science was being born within the United States and born within very new students, and he wanted to show the attitude that a new student must have as a spiritually scientific obstetrician. And he said that John Dorley had showed in his work, and when you go through the Dorley work, you'll see in his Oxford talks, 48, 49, that Dorley stressing scientific obstetrics. And then Matt Kapler saying that because Dorley stressed it, he would take it all the time before he started his study as a young student. And so as a young student, again, for I feel it was at least 7 to 10 years, every day before I would begin my work, I would take this attitude of scientific obstetrics. If I had 4 hours to study the subject, I could be at sometimes 2 hours on scientific obstetrics, just detaching from my consciousness the whole flood of world belief. I, at the time, was teaching at an art school, at a professional art school, and I was just coming home from teaching and just filled with all that goes on, we know, when we're teaching students, and therefore trying to detach myself from all that goes on a professional basis with university students and putting it out of my mind and just sitting down and being quiet. And it took me sometimes 2 hours to quiet myself down because all these world issues and events and kept flooding myself, and I just wanted to study. So this was the method of detaching one's consciousness from all that goes on in the day with the family, the job, the business, and getting the right attitude for study. And Max said that Dorley stressed that it's with this attitude he feels that we could give birth to the idea, handle animal magnetism, the belief that of outside influences. And so I took it seriously, and I hope you will also. Now, going over this in a general way and in a somewhat quick way, of course, right now, you will take it slowly. It's a subject that I may take within 5 or 10 minutes, but you will take over an hour or two or maybe longer. Doesn't matter. It just depends on an attitude of when one wants to study. Now, what we see then is it's preceded the subject with the mental self-knowledge paragraph. That is also analyzed in detail in Kapler's book, The Psychology of Spirit, his little pamphlet, as free literature. But I don't want to take the time, though it's a very important subject. That whole paragraph where it talks about anatomy when conceived of spiritually, is mental self-knowledge and consists in the dissection of thoughts to discover their quality, quantity, and origin. Are thoughts divine or human? That is the important question. It teaches the control of mad ambition. It unfolds the hallowed influences of unselfishness, philanthropy, and spiritual love. In Kapler's analysis, according to the system of that paragraph, it's very good, but to get the spirit of it, it's basically asking, are our thoughts of a divine origin or a human origin? Are our motives for giving birth to the spiritual idea according to mad ambition to make us more popular amongst men, as a big teacher of Christian Science? Or are our motives to give birth to the spiritual idea to use the spiritual to get a better job? Or are our motives in the spiritual realm to use the spiritual to get along with the family better? Or are our motives pure? Do we really search the spiritual for the values that come from the spiritual? Do we really search the spiritual for a spiritual healing? If we search the spiritual for a spiritual healing, the spiritual will always change the mortal, mental, to the moral. And that moral will always be health-giving. But it will change the nature of man, always first. Always changes mentality, and then always changes the physical. So are we willing to let our mentality be changed? Or are we so happy with who we are that we don't want to have any character change or nature change? We just want the spiritual to heal the body. Well, the spiritual doesn't jump over the mental and heal the body. The spiritual will heal mentality. And once it healed our nature and character, that heals the body. So the spiritual is going to change our nature. We don't often like that. Sometimes we like being the nature that we are. It changes it. So our motives have to be willing to take on a new aspect of ourselves, to see ourselves differently, to take on the higher laws of the human, the moral laws, to take a moral standpoint. That spiritual will demand that of the second degree and of the first degree. So therefore, we'll go over this and see that this next paragraph, which is under the marginal heading, scientific obstetric, under the spiritual birth, attending the birth, is in the flow of the fourfold calculus of word, Christ, Christianity, and science as it impels the operation of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. I'll only touch on this. Certainly it isn't going to be exhaustive. I just want to mention it. So what's your appetite to the challenge of this paragraph as attitude towards the birth? So we first come to the word aspect under the mind, spirit, and soul. And it's how to bring forth the idea. The idea is always the birth of the divine idea of divine science within our consciousness. How do we do that? Well, the Christ brings it to us, but under the mind tone she says, teacher and student should also be familiar with the obstetrics taught by this science, mind tone. So she's saying somehow that the teacher and a student have to know, that's a mind tone, the obstetrics or the method of this science. What is the obstetrics? What is the method of spiritual birth as taught mind by this science? And in knowing Mrs. Eddy's writings, she always says that the teacher is the divine mind and that the student is the divine mind. And only the real teacher going and student relationship going on isn't from person to person, but it's mind speaking to mind. So right away when we begin our study, we sit down and we say, all right, the teacher that is teaching me this is the divine mind. Certainly not a personality on the tape recording. Certainly not a personality that wrote the book. And the student within me, which is responding to this teacher, is the divine mind. So already we say that we let that the divine all-intelligent mind is speaking to the all-intelligent mind within me. Right away we've taken care of that belief that we're so ignorant we'll never get the subject. How can we attend the birth of the divine idea within me because we're dumb and we know we're dumb and we'll never be smart. So-and-so smart, they get it, we never will. Already it handles the false belief. Because we go right out and openly willing to attend the birth within our consciousness, and we're willing to say, all right, the mind which is God is my mind, and that all-knowing, all-intelligent mind is teaching the all-knowing, all-intelligent mind within me. So we open ourselves up to that mind. Then under the spirit tone, she says, to attend properly the birth of the new child or divine idea, you should so detach mortal thought from all its material conceptions. This is the tonality of spirit. To attend the birth, it doesn't say we do the birth, we're just attending the birth, she says, of this new child or divine idea of divine science within us, we should so detach mortal thought from its material conception. Here is where we turn away from all those false claims in our identity against mind, where we're too ignorant to get the subject, or against spirit, that we're so impure and been rotten in our life, we never should attend the birth of any spiritual identity within us anyhow. Our life is so impure, well, how can I attend the birth? And we detach from all the sense that, well, I've been so selfish in my life, how can I attend the birth of anything spiritual? Or that I totally let people manipulate my life, how can I attend the birth of a principled identity? How can I attend the birth of the idea when I'm so caught up in the sense of time and rushing around and the cycle of birth, maturity, and death? Can I attend the birth of life? Or how I am so caught up in mortal consciousness and analyzing my dreams, or so caught up in astrology that how can I attend the birth of a divine consciousness? Or I'm so caught up in the fact that the sister is jealous of me, or the brother is jealous of me, or the boss is jealous of me and doesn't want to get ahead of me. How can I attend the birth of the realm of love? So within our consciousness, we detach that and say, oh no, that's just all the second record of creation, mortal mind talking in my ear. That beguiled Eve. That's not going to beguile me. I'm not going to be an Eve. I'm not going to give in to that talking, lying serpent. I'm going to identify myself with the first record of creation and know that I am just mind idea, spirit idea, soul idea, principle idea, life idea, truth idea, love idea. That constitutes the faculties of my identity and my nature. That is my identity. So we already begin to feel the purity of our consciousness. And Mrs. Eddy says, well, the reason we do that at the point of soul, so the birth is natural and safe within us, so we don't struggle with error. We don't struggle with all these false suggestions that come up during our study. Then she goes on to the Christ aspect and shows that has power, that standpoint has the power to eliminate error. As principle, she says, though gathering new energy, this idea cannot injure its useful surroundings. So we go in here to that principle tone, energy tone of principle, that government tone of principle, and we say, well, though gathering new energy, this idea is an idea of principle, it's governed by principle, and if it's under the self-operating government of principle, it's not going to injure its useful surroundings in the travail of spiritual birth, because it's that self-operating, self-regulating system that only eliminates certainly not that which is good, as it said in spirit. The principle operation won't get rid of that which is of value. Though gathering new energy, this idea of giving birth to my spirit, that the Christ is giving birth to my spiritual identity, cannot injure my useful surroundings in the travail of spiritual birth. Often we have to detach ourselves to believe, well, if I let the Christ happen to my life, it's going to injure something useful to me. It's going to take something away. It's going to take away my family. It's going to take away the husband. It's going to take away the job. It's going to take away the house. I don't want to go forward in the spiritual. I'm going to lose something of the human. Well, I want to be a Saul, the opposite of principle there. I want to be a Saul and keep the best of the spoils. That's why Saul never made it. Because every time he went into battle, he kept the best of the human for himself wherever he went. So we say, well, I have to let principle remove. Principle will not take away from me that which is useful in my spiritual journey. Never. Then it says, but at life, a spiritual idea has not a single element of error, and this truth will remove properly whatever is offensive. But it's going to take away from us that which is offensive to the spiritual progress, and we may not like it. Because we often feel that which is right, so right in our human life, to the spiritual standpoint, is not. Maybe we have a job and we think that job was so right for us and it was so wrong for us to lose the job. And we're convinced we should never have lost the job. Well, to the spiritual standpoint, maybe that job was in the way for finding our spiritual identity. And we had to be booted out of the job because it put us in another frame of reference. Sure, in the travail of spiritual birth, sure, we struggle because of our concepts. But it was right in the spiritual plan to perhaps lose the job, and we couldn't see it, but the idea will remove what is offensive to our spiritual progress, and we don't always see that at a time. It will take us out of relationships that we're convinced this relationship is the right relationship for us. We can justify it and from the first degree, every angle of why it's the right relationship. To the human mind, it is, but to the spiritual, it isn't. We could be taken out of it if it isn't right. The Christ will do those things to us. The outcome, Christianity, is to see then the bigness of the idea. So we can see then that takes that tone of Christianity is always the outcome. It always has the accentuation on that idea that is being born. That's Christianity, the accent, remember, on the realm of ideas. So the outcome is to see, now how big is that idea that is being born to us? It's as big as truth itself, and truth is the whole, the ideal standard. So that idea of divine science, of our divine idea, identity, which is being born to us, it's that new idea, which is conceived and born of truth and love, and is clad in white garment. That new idea of divine science, of our spiritual identity, has already been conceived and born of truth and love. Truth says that that idea of our identity is already a fact truth and already fulfilled in love according to the law of pre-established perfection. It's already clad in the full garment of white. That's white garment is all the seven synonyms. That's white light that carries all the white. That's just a symbol to say it's already clad in the full spectrum of the divine system of reference. Already. But to our consciousness, it looks like a birth. It looks like that idea which is being born to us has its beginning is meek, its growth sturdy, and its maturity undecaying. So to our consciousness, when this new birth takes place, to us on where we seem to be on the Christian Science level, to us the infant is born of Spirit God. To us that child is born through the step-by-step order of Spirit. We don't rush the birth of our pre-established ideal form of perfection. That discovery of our ideal form of perfection as seen from divine science cannot be rushed. It comes according to the order of Spirit, and don't rush it. And in science, the synonyms for God alone is being, love, Mrs. Eddy says, and this can cause the mother no more suffering. By this we know that truth is here and fulfilled its perfect work. So the outcome of this attitude of obstetrics is that as the mother, which attends the birth, who is the real obstetrician, this real spiritual obstetrician within us, are those mothering qualities, those ministering qualities, those accepting qualities, cherishing qualities of a mother. The mother, which is us, as we attended the birth with those mothering qualities, we will suffer no more. Because truth is in our consciousness. We have then that ideal standard of truth, and it has fulfilled its perfect work. So I like to end then that little work with obstetrics, and this is in a prayerful attitude, how long it takes. We don't care to go through this little prayer of obstetrics. I like to go back in the reverse order and say, all right, then I know in reality as I... That idea that is being born to me through the study is already here as truth and has fulfilled its perfect work. And that truth shall make me free. That truth of my identity will cause me no more suffering. Because as truth, I'm going to let that birth be gradual. I'm going to attend the birth. I'm going to let the order of the birth of spirit happen in my life where I love the meek beginning where I am. I don't want to be a big child now. I'm a little child. I love the meek beginning. I'm the little shepherd boy or little shepherd girl. And the growth is sturdy, but I know the maturity will be undecaying. Because my divine idea identity, which is being born to me by the Christ, anyhow is already a fact and already fulfilled in being. I'm just discovering what is through science and system. What Jesus knew naturally, I'm discovering through the system. But I certainly know that the Christ at the point of life is going to remove whatever is offensive from my life. I let it happen, and therefore if I can let it happen through science, I won't suffer. I'll just let that happen, though it will appear like chaos in my life as restructuring. I'll keep looking forward to the ever higher idea coming out of my life, and I know that this idea, this ever higher idea, will never injure my useful surroundings. As it eliminates error. And therefore I know that this new idea is going to be brought forth in me because I know I'll let this birth be natural and safe because I will always use this method of obstetrics to attend the birth of the new child by always detaching in my consciousness mortal conceptions on why I think I should attend the birth and why I shouldn't attend the birth. Get rid of all those objections within my consciousness of the second record of creation. I won't listen to that talking lying serpent. I will just keep identifying myself with the first record of creation through prayer, through pondering, through concept building, tonality building, consciousness building, being building, until finally I see that I am familiar with that obstetrics taught by this science. And that I see then ultimately that it was only the teacher was the divine mind and the student was the divine mind. And I know and I am familiar with, I have the atmosphere of scientific obstetrics. I carry it with me all the time, knowing wherever I go that my only teacher is that all-knowing, all-intelligent divine mind. And that the student within me is that all-intelligent divine mind. And I just let the Lord speak to my Lord, huh? I just always let, as I go forth in my life, let mind speak to the mind within me. Spirit speak to the spirit within me. Soul speak to the soul within me. Principle speak to the principle within me. Life, truth, and love speak to the life, truth, and love within me. And I'm just going to practice viewing the universe as mind sees the universe, as spirit sees the universe, as soul sees the universe, as principle sees the universe, as life sees the universe, as truth sees the universe, and love sees the universe. And I know that has a Christ, and that will then remove from me through the translation of retranslation whatever is offensive, and I let it happen. Isn't that nice? And that's the attitude, you see, that we have in our study. every day before we study, and as I said, every day before I would study for at least 7 years, I know, probably up to 8 or 9 or 10, I would take this literally as a subject, flowing with it in that attitude. And then later on, it now has just become an attitude of consciousness. And therefore, that structure reality and the structure of consciousness becomes then our being. We just are the living example of scientific obstetrics. It's a melody, it's an atmosphere, it's a state of consciousness that we just go forth with every day. Okay, well, I thank you for the spiritual adventure that you allowed me to have this week. It's been a real joy for me being able to be part of the surprise of life and the adventure of love that we've all had together in attending your spiritual birth and my spiritual birth at the same time. So thank you very much. I really appreciated it. And on we go, huh?